This is Wade Ranthke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Yahoo said that user information was stolen on 500,000 users by what it believed was a state-sponsored actor. Data included names, email addresses, telephone numbers, birth dates, passwords, and security questions. Sales of adult books fell by 10.3% in the first 3 months of 2016. Children's books dropped by 2.1%. E-book sales fell by 21.8%. Hardcover sales were down 8.5%. Strongest categories were digital audiobooks, which rose by 35.3%, and paperback sales up by 6%. The Tulsa, Oklahoma officer, Betty Shelby, was charged with first-degree manslaughter in the death of Terrence Crutcher, who was unarmed. Civil rights activists and national security veterans fear Trump's policies on stop and search could have the effect of singling out minorities for scrutiny. Hackers posted hundreds of emails from a young Democratic operative that contain documents detailing the minute-by-minute schedules and precise movements of the Vice President, the First Lady, and Hillary Clinton during recent campaign fundraisers at official political events. Emails included names and cell phone numbers of numerous Secret Service agents, spreadsheets with the names and Social Security numbers of campaign donors, and PowerPoint presentations showing step-by-step directions for where officials like VP Joseph Biden would talk when they arrived at events. Obama administration responding to an extraordinary wave of Haitian migrants seeking into the U.S. said that it would fully resume deportations of undocumented Haitian immigrants. The Education Department moved to shut down the nation's largest accreditor of for-profit colleges, which had stood watch as failing institutions like Corinthian Colleges and ITT Technical Institute teetered on a pileup of fraud investigations. The Accrediting Council for Independent College and Schools, known as ACICS, is one of a few dozen different organizations charged with maintaining standards and quality at the country's more than 5,400 higher ed education institutions. Advocates favoring restrictions on food stamps to force healthier food choices are finding appropriately that the USDA harbors legitimate concerns that such restrictions could increase the stigma and embarrassment already associated with food stamps, driving away potential beneficiaries, some of whom are children. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.